On our Behind the Scenes segment tonight, before our softball game with Davis County, I'm very appreciative to have Jack Leisure with us. And Jack is the director of the Iowa Hall of Pride, and I've been there several times, and it's just a great place. A lot of you may not know about it. I know some of you have certainly been there. I think it's one of the great things available for people to see in the state of Iowa. And Jack, thanks for spending some time with me before tonight's game.
I'm happy to do it. I'd love to share the vision and what happened to how the Iowa Hall of Pride became a reality in Iowa, and it's just an amazing story.
Well, there's nothing like it anywhere else in the United States.
No, there really isn't. Back in 1994, Bernie Sago, who was the visionary for this project, had visited a place in New Mexico, and it was sort of an idea that he used to sort of get this vision, but the way ours turned out is unlike any in the United States, and we've had probably 15 to 18 state organizations that have come to visit the Hall of Pride over the last 8 years, and they're always just amazed and usually overwhelmed when they leave. How did we start this? How did this all get going? And I think what we want to do tonight is for me to just share this vision and how it happened and how it's grown and what kind of attendance we have and who comes here. And so I'm happy to share those things.
And we want to certainly do that. And I know I love your, well, we could call it a motto. It's really your goal statement about educating the future, preserving the past. It's just a celebration of everything that's Iowa. And it's not just, some folks might think because we're doing it tonight, we're talking just about how it celebrates athletics, but it's about the arts and academics too, isn't it?
It really is. It's in fact, our newest exhibit is called Agriculture. And rather than tell the story of agriculture on the way it used to be, we decided to make our exhibit sort of the way agriculture has evolved. And so it has interactives, and one of the coolest pieces of interactive equipment that we have is called a Christie tile wall, and it's a 7-foot wall, and everybody sees as they drive over the Iowa countryside, they see these fields of corn, but nobody has ever seen it grow from a seed corn to a fully developed plant in right before their eyes. And so we have this technology where you push a button, and in 125 seconds, which represents 125 growing day for corn, you see a corn planted in the ground and grow to maturity right before your eyes. And we actually have a voiceover so you can see what's happening in day 7 and day 15 and day 25 and when it tassels and how many ears each plant produces. And we opened this December 19th of 2012, and the reaction from kids, and probably 80 to 90% of our kids are not farm kids, probably have sometimes with smaller schools, they've been to a farm, but a lot of these Des Moines City kids have never even been to a farm. And so for them to ride in the cab of a combine and a tractor and to see these corn and soybean seeds grow and to experience that, it has nothing to do with high school activities. It just is showcasing our state in a really positive way, and it's an industry that, you know, hopefully some of these kids will want to get involved in, and maybe the seed that generates that idea will come from a visit to the Iowa Hall of Pride.
Well, another thing too, Jack, that comes to my mind, and I want to certainly keep you where you want to go with this, but this is a place for all ages. You have, and you mentioned the corn and the growing of the corn exhibit. There's something for everybody there, no matter what age you are. And your interactives, I find myself at my age, I just love to get into those interactive things. It's amazing what you've got there, the technology.
Well, it really is. The idea evolved. And when we first started, we were going to do a traditional museum with lots of things that would bring to mind artifacts and memorabilia and old trophies and those sorts of things. And as we thought about that idea, we realized that in Iowa, if you're going to be successful, you have to have a technology and interactive exhibits that you can always change, and there can be something new each time a visitor comes. And so when you do a traditional museum, you have basically the same exhibits and you look at the same types of artifacts every time you come. And with the Iowa Hall of Pride and all the technology we have, every time someone comes, we've got something new, whether it's a new interview, a new highlight of a state tournament activity, a new all-state choir, a marching band contest, an interview. This morning I interviewed the Dinsdale twins, who Blair and Brooke Dinsdale from North Tama of Traer, who won 16 state championships and were just inducted into the Girls High School Athletic Union Hall of Fame. And next week I interview Gabby Douglas, who was came to Iowa to train with Chow and won a gold medal in the all-around and with Team USA at London in the last Olympics. And so over the course of the last 10 years, we started interviewing outstanding Iowans, from Harrison Barnes to Simon Estes to Roger Williams to you name it, we have done interviews with them. And so what you said, the question you asked me is, there is something there for everyone, and it doesn't matter if it's if they're interested in athletics or music or acting and being involved in the fine arts, visual arts, Special Olympics, agriculture, outstanding Iowans. There is something for everyone, and so there's no way that you could see it all in one day, but you can pick and choose and do the things that you'd like to do. And the thing that really turns kids on, we ask them to do thank you notes all the time after they visit, because Musco provides free admission for all Iowa kids. And Farm Bureau is our presenting sponsor. And we ask them if they won't write thank you notes about their Iowa Hall experience. And so many things are, we get these. These are just heartfelt answers from, or thank you notes from third graders, fourth graders, fifth graders. And invariably they'll say, well, the game room was my favorite. I got to throw a football or shoot a basketball or play Dance Revolution or be an umpire. Some of them will say the opening movie just was inspiring to me. Some of the kids that are musicians are just enthralled by watching marching bands and watching the All-State band, choir, and orchestra perform. And so there's just something for everyone. And I just have to tell you this. We have all of these, and we didn't anticipate this when we started, but we have had so many after-hour receptions where people come, and the environment in the Hall of Pride is so positive and so conducive to a positive type of party or reception that we get these receptions from businesses and from reunions and from class. We had a 65th class reunion of East High School last year. Well, those people are like 85 years old.
Uh-huh.
And you would think they wouldn't be interested in those things at all, but they loved it. So from second graders to 85-year-olds, we've got something for everybody.
Well, it's something, my experience there has been, it's really something that everybody, and I mean everybody, should see. And we live in a time when we hear so much about the bad things that happen with young people in particular, but this great place that you are the director of just focuses on so many positives. It really helps lift people up and motivate them, I think.
I think that's the reason that I like it so much. I've done this August will be my 17th year of working on this. We were 8.5 years before we opened it. And so we were just in that planning process, trying to raise money, trying to get all of these things completed. And then 8.5 years where we've actually been opened and sharing what we put together with people. And I always say when people leave, what did you think? What was your experience? Did you have a positive experience? And almost to a person, it's like, whoa, I didn't have any idea it was going to be like this. Because when you're doing positive things and you're showcasing positive aspects of Iowa kids and Iowa life and Iowa activities and Iowa industries, and it's all positive, and you don't have to deal with those negative things, it is uplifting, and it's a feel-good place, and it puts a smile on people's face. And our thing has been for 8.5 years, we want people to feel better about Iowa after they visited than before they came. And most people have a positive feeling about Iowa before they come, but it just, in one 26,000 square foot space, they are just inundated with all of these great reasons why we grew up in Iowa. I tell kids, I talk to all of these 50,000 kids that come each year, and I tell them they are the luckiest kids in Iowa, or in the world, to be growing up in Iowa, because this is just the best place in the world to grow up.
Absolutely. How many exhibits do you have right now, Jack?
We have, I actually know this because I keep adding to them, but we have 47 interactive exhibits that highlight all of those things. Every girl sport, every boy sport, band, choir, orchestra, speech, theater, debate, cheerleading, wellness. We have four wellness exhibits that science of the eye and all these things. And so it's amazing.
I particularly always was fascinated. I love baseball, obviously, and played it, and girls basketball, coach 6-on-6. But one thing you really did for me, on a lighter note, the chance to kind of be an umpire. I tried that for years while I was managing.
I always tell people, and this is one of our original ones, I thought, how cool would it be if you could look through a mask and in 3D have a pitch come at you, and it's either a ball or a strike, and you have to decide. You get to call six pitches, and you have to decide instantaneously if it was a ball or a strike. And you would be amazed at how many people say, whoops, pushed the wrong button. Well, you know, they've been umpiring from their pickup truck in right field and never missed a call their whole life. So it gives you a new appreciation of how tough it is to be a good umpire.
I know you've got some connection. Musco has just been great. And, of course, Musco just north of us here, and I'm very familiar with them, Joe Crookham and the crew there. They really have made it possible for so many youth, school groups and youth just in general, K-12, to get in there free, haven't they?
Oh, they have. Joe Crookham and Jeannie have just been delightful. And this happened, we opened in 2005, and in 2007, he finally came for a tour. I had been inviting him to come, and he was involved and knew about our project for a long time. But after he toured, he said to me, Jack, I've been all over the world, and I've never seen any place like this. What can we do to help this be better? And at the time, our field trips were sort of hit and miss. If kids couldn't afford, and it was only $4, but if you've got a group of 50 kids that are coming and five of them can't afford the $4, then none of them get to come. And so our answer to Joe was, if we could have every kid in Iowa come to the Iowa Hall of Pride for free, kindergarten through seniors in high school, that would be an amazing gift. And they made that gift in January of 2007 and made it, the initial gift was for 10 years, and we have already renewed it and increased the amount of gifts. So that is just an extraordinary gift.
Absolutely.
It really has been.
I wish we could talk, because you and I could talk again and again and again, but the best way to experience the Iowa Hall of Pride is just to be there. Give everybody your location in case they haven't, and your hours, Jack.
We are located at 330 Park Street, and it's on the south side of the Iowa Event Center. So if people are used to coming to Vets in Wells Fargo, you take that same exit, and you drive down 3rd Street, and you drive under the skywalk between Wells Fargo and Old Vets, and you come to the first stoplight past that, and that's Park Street, and we have free parking. You turn right there and come right into our parking lot. We always have free parking. You walk about 15 steps. We're open from 9:30 to 4:30 Monday through Saturdays. Kids are always free. Adults cost $5. It's probably, I always say to people, how much time should I allow? And the least that you should spend here is about 90 minutes. We give our kids, our field trip kids, 90 minutes. But literally you could spend, if you just watched the interviews we've done, you would spend 36 hours here. And of course not everybody wants to watch every interview, but it's just overwhelming the amount of things that we have gathered and put together in the Hall of Pride, and it just keeps getting better each year.
You do a great job, and I want to say this, Jack. I hope, as we wind down here, everybody who has not been to the Iowa Hall of Pride, put it on your bucket list this summer, because you are going to be blown away. I can go back many, many times, and I always see something new. You do a great job. Hope to see you this summer, Jack.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I love sharing it. And if there are people that can remember my name, when you come to the Hall of Pride, and if you want a personal tour, just ask for Jack, and I'll do it. I love to show it off. I'll show you how the technology works. I'll show you where everything is, and it's just it's always fun when you have a guided tour, and I'm always up for doing that. I'm always here.
You're a great guy, and as I said, I hope to see you, and I hope everybody that we've talked to or who has heard us tonight will be up there this summer. Thanks so much.
I hope so, too, and I thank you again for the opportunity to do this. We should, you know, I love talking about this, and when people, you know, you can't hide passion, and I've got an amazing passion for this building, and so I'd love to share it with all your listeners.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
Iowa Hall of Pride. Make sure you get up there. Take your kids this summer. It's well worth it.